Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
Every year of around this time, KUMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofit agencies in the community that are really making a difference here in the Northland. You can learn about the organizations, find out what they bring to the community, and maybe what they need from the community during this holiday season and, you know, all year long. This morning, our guest is Xavier Bell. He is the director of the Family Freedom Center and also the director of Community Action and Engagement. Xavier, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
So nice to have you on the line with us this morning. Tell us about the Family Freedom Center. I did a little snooping around your website, and it looks like a three-pronged mission statement to engage, empower, and educate. Tell us about it.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I should make a correction, too. I'm not the director at Community Action Duluth, although I am the director of community engagement at Community Action Duluth,
okay,
along with the director of the Family Freedom Center. So I just want to make sure that I'm not starting something that I can't put out.
Excellent. So. Thanks for the correction. Appreciate that.
Thank you for that, too. The mission of the Family Freedom Center primarily is to provide a space for the community, a place of shared learning, and primarily movement of the Black community to work together. It's a safe space where we have access and engagement with our young kings and young queens, who are the kids in our community, along with elders and adults, to empower, to engage, and to educate ourselves about our culture and about things that impact our community.
So what does that look like in terms of what would you see at the Family Freedom Center on any given day?
I love it. Well, primarily it's driven by community buy-in and across-generational engagement. So on any given day, let me give you a little feedback, and then I can speak to that specifically. So we started about 2 years ago as an initiative, an idea, to mobilize the Black community to start to address things that are directly impacting that segment of the population. And we live in northern Minnesota, where it doesn't seem like there's a level of engagement of citizenry within the Black community in Duluth, Minnesota, and around this area. But the Black community has always been here. And so as a result, though, a lot of times the narrative kind of moves along the lines of what's going on with this segment of the population. And if that segment is not speaking on behalf of themselves, then it becomes an interpretation. So the primary thing is community buy-in and cross-generational engagement to bring the Black community together to do things. Over the last 2 years, we planned a process called Freedom Summer, which moves forward in April all the way to June. And it's kind of taken from the framework of the Freedom Summer in the 60s, where people went down to the South and really talked about things that were happening down there, and then starting to move forward ideas, educate people about their civil, social rights, provide some framework for education to encourage the continued development of young people and the citizenry. And so this past year, 2 years, we've done that. And as a result, this past year, we engaged 326 people in a 12-week process. It was multi-generational, multi-racial, and in a process of workshops. And these workshops were designed by people for people. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So there's a process of engagement that is not moved forward by an organization. It's moved forward by the very people who are experiencing different impacts, different situations in town, and have different types of learning. So a workshop during Freedom Summer can be as easy as learning how to do hair, and in particular, working with young men and young women. Or it can be as investigative as learning about the impacts of external forces or situations that are impacting people of color, structural racism, institutional racism, those things. It's not designed to kind of take on and identify as somebody who's being experienced. experiencing that, or somebody who's experiencing that as much as it is, beginning to start to talk about how, regardless of this impact, you're moving forward ideas, strategies in order to become vested in town.
You know, I've talked with just a few people, and their experience has been, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. I don't want to necessarily say overwhelmingly negative, but it has been negative. It's been difficult. It seems as though it's been one of those situations where before you step outside your door every day, you take a deep breath and you kind of go, all right, here we go.
Another day of this.
And I'm wondering if that maybe makes it more difficult for people to speak up, necessarily become engaged, if their idea is, I just need to try to get through the day with a minimum of fill-in-the-blank, hassle, heartache, whatever it might be.
You know, one of the things that people need to realize about the institution of race is that regardless of your skin color, we've all been hoodwinked, bamboozled, hornswoggled. It's a man-made social construct that makes us look at each other differently. And it impacts us personally, interpersonally, systemically, and in policy. And so we can see the outcomes of that as a result of policy, whether they be the institution of redlining back in after World War II, or whether it be voting rights. There's things that we see, and it marginalizes us. And so acknowledging the impacts of structural racism, that's real. But having a community-driven process to educate ourselves, lead people down a conversation, and more specifically start to build social capital connections to generate new ideas and create opportunities, I think that's important. It's critical. Otherwise, what happens is if you're not creating your own narrative, people will create a narrative for you. Does that make sense?
You know, I heard the most fabulous short phrase over the weekend somewhere, and I hope I remember it forever. It was, not about us, without us.
That's for anybody.
Exactly.
And so why would a segment of the population, specifically the Black community, have to be spoken about? And unfortunately, we don't have ways to intersect each other or talk to each other in town. I mean, there's not a whole big sporting, we're not a big sports town, so there's no ways for us to connect at all. And so a lot of times, perspectives are driven forward as a result of stereotypes. And so we are witnessing in the Family Freedom Center this theory of change where people are coming together, finding out that they can flourish by educating themselves about each other. And it's not just, hey, what do you eat during the day and what do I eat during the day? I mean, that's not the level of education we're talking about. We're actually looking at the realities around how do we make our town better? How do we move forward economic opportunities that resonate with people, all people? How do we move forward education opportunities to stop talking about the gaps between kids? And then what do we do to solve those problems? And then it becomes this politicized aspect of engagement that's really kind of crazy, where at the same time these kids are struggling or adults are trying to figure out how to get into the job market. The narrative moves forward without the very people that are being impacted. And worse yet, the people that are being impacted aren't controlling moving forward those things on their behalf. So the Family Freedom Center is a place and a space where people can really look at what they value in town and start to move forward things on their own behalf. We've developed unbelievable partnerships with UMD, with St. Scholastica, with the Mines, with a number of organizations who are saying, yes, we value partnering on the terms of the people who are moving forward things on their behalf. And so this year, we're hoping to broaden our impact. And I just wanted to make sure I get something specifically out, is that we host an annual process called Freedom Summer. And so our Freedom Summer will be starting in March. And it'll go from March until June. And it's 12 weeks of engagement, 12 to 15 weeks of engagement on Friday and Saturday night. We've normally hosted it at Community Action Duluth. We're planning to do the same. depending upon really what happens. It's grown so much that we may want to change locations, and so we'd encourage people to take a look at our website to make sure that you're keeping up with us. But as we do this, we need volunteers. We could use some resources, money. We're looking for a vehicle in order to make sure that we can get people to and from place. As a matter of fact, we might need a driver as a result of that as well, because we're not this organization that has all kinds of money and can invest in a lot of stuff. We're driven by community on behalf of community, so our capacity comes from community, people volunteering, being a part, coming to terms with what it is we're doing and want to do, and then we do it. So those are some critical needs right now. We just partnered with the Bush Foundation 2 years ago, received $200,000 in order to broaden this initiative. We hope to leverage these resources in order to move forward a $500 operation platform in order to figure out if we can really sustain this and embed it in our community. And we have tons of people who are just saying, let's do this, let's make this work. There's really not a cultural space for the Black community in Duluth, Minnesota, if you really think about it. And that's a miss. That's a shame for our town, because otherwise there's a void in our community where we're saying, hey, we value people and we want to be involved in stuff, but yet that is not really taking place. And we don't feel as though it's up to others to make that happen. We feel as though it's up to the Black community to establish that, embed that, and invite others into it.
So what, Xavier, you mentioned some things that you need from the community, and this is really an important piece of the caring and sharing mission, I guess. If people want to get in touch with you, they want to make a contribution, they want to volunteer, they want to find out more about your mission, they want to get involved, what's the best way to get in touch?
Thank you, Lisa. Well, visit our website and our Facebook. Please like us on Facebook, but you'll gain insight about the momentum that we have and the things that we're doing. I think that would be critical. At the end of the day, the Family Freedom Center is what's known as a social capital incubator. We build capacity as a result of community being involved in what it is we do. So the Freedom Summer part is critical because we host workshops Fridays and Saturdays, starting in March, where people who have come to terms with what it is they want to educate people about, invite others into the process. So obviously we could use supplies, pens, paper, that kind of stuff, and other aspects of workshop kind of technology, if we could, to make sure that people have the space and the resources to move those things forward. We work with community, and so as a result, we generate ideas and address issues. So bringing people together in a volunteer basis who have patience and a willingness to talk about things that sometimes can be intense, but not always intense. I mean, who wants to deal with drama every day? And honestly, that's really the reason why we're moving forward with the Freedom Center, is because we feel as though, a lot of people feel as though, the Black community is experiencing a high level of marginalization that they can't do anything about, and that's not true. In all honesty, what is true is that you're just not hearing the voices of the people, and we're not investing in people on their terms. And then we test things. We move forward ideas. So I mentioned to you that economic development is critical. We believe in that, but also education for young people is critical. And so we're moving forward some of that framework as we speak. Tangibly, specifically, what we could use is money. That would be great. And we're partnering with Community Action Duluth, so you can get a tax deduction for that donation this year. We could use a space, a place. Last year, we struggled because we had so many people that we didn't know if we were going to host it at Community Action this year. And so if anybody out there is looking to donate a building, it would have to be a modern building. We don't really want anything that we can get into trouble with as far as leaks or anything like that, because we don't have the capacity to make that happen yet. But if anybody's looking to partner with us on that behalf, that would be great. Volunteers, as we move forward Freedom Summer, if you visit our website after today, you can see a schedule of trainings And people who are interested in volunteering can go to the training, to the website, and take a look at when those will be. Access to technology. Cliff Mines donated some computers so that we can start to move forward some STEM programming for young people. And so we could use a couple of more. And what we're also finding out is elders, like, you know, I don't want to frame who an elder is, but I'm not going to go there.
But you perhaps you know one when you see one, or yeah, one not. Will yell at you.
Absolutely.
If they hit. But it's a wonderful opportunity for folks that maybe can't physically connect with each other to be connected to the outside world.
Oh my goodness, the elders are given an opportunity to just sit down and learn about technology is great, but then you realize how vital it is. And so we could use some technology computers to really get into the hands of elders, and then we offer some training, that kind of stuff. We don't want can't use computers. We want high-tech computers that'll immediately put them in a position to start to be connected. And then the last thing, I guess, what we're looking at is just like prayer and thinking about us. We're just a group of people who have mobilized themselves to do something grand. The Freedom Center is amazing. I would have thought about the impact 2 years ago. I think we would have raised more money, and I think we would have had a lot more people involved. Don't get it twisted, I guess I would say, is that just because it's a thing that's centered around the Black community, it's for everyone. We call it an unapologetically Black process, and what that means is that there's a level of consciousness around the contributions and the efforts that have moved forward by the Black community on behalf of everyone, and from the civil rights movement to efforts that are moving forward now, not all, because of the institution of race, don't always see that. A lot of times we just think a Black thing is a Black thing, where it's not a Black thing. Well, it is, but it's an us thing. And as a result of this effort, people are coming into this realizing, you know what, it is about us. It's not just about a cross-section of the community. And so we hope that over this year that we grow, we're planning to grow, that we embed ourselves, and that's what we're doing right now, and that we begin to educate ourselves about ourselves and really value this conversation. I really appreciate you personally reaching out and asking us to share our story. And it does sound broad and big, but at the end of the day, we educate folks about who they are. We empower them. And we make sure that there's a level of engagement that is inclusive.
Well, and we'll have the opportunity, I hope, to talk about some of the workshops coming up as we move into the new year. Xavier, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the call and the opportunity. Have a good holiday.
You too. Xavier Bell this morning joined us. He's the director of the Family Freedom Center, and he's also the director of community engagement at Community Action Duluth.